UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Ashton Hagens, who is getting ready for the NBA right now, okay?
Yes.
Comes out and on Instagram is promoting a company by the name of, let's see here, Blackwood for Men.
And James Strebel.
With name, image, and likeness, is that so evil? Right?
Yeah,
like no. In other words, is that so evil?
Is that so bad?
Is it so bad that Ashton Hagens wants to say, go get some Blackwood for Men.
Yeah.
Go get some Blackwood for Men.
There you right? go. I use it. I like it. There's nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, reminder, coming up tonight, Reds and Indians at 6 o'clock right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. The Reds have lost their last two after they trash-talked the Indians. That is, there's nothing more Cincinnati Reds
Whoops.
Than that. 437-9680, it's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you in the Papa John Studios on this Thursday. A couple different things I want to get to here. Let me see here. Hang on just a second. Now we'll get into this here. I was going to make fun of Mitch, actually, about Dean Hood, but I forgot Dean Hood went to Murray.
He's not
at Eastern Kentucky because Eastern Kentucky had, like, the backup punter, the third-string punter, something like that.
Which
I didn't know they had a third-string punter.
Leave.
Left the school, and I was going to get on Mitch, and then I was like, oh, yeah.
He's the kicker.
Yeah, kicker, punter, yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. He wasn't the starter, right? He was the backup. Leave, and so I thought, okay, here we go. We can get him riled up. That is not the case. I want to ask you guys this, and we've been reacting, and we'll do so. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. The question I have, and we did general discussion in the 3 o'clock hour and had some fun, and we'll get to more some more Blank and Baker sound. And we got some Rummage and Mabin on here that looks like a haymaker and a bunch of other things. But here's a question that I have for you guys. And listen, to people, it's going to be different. The answer is for everybody. And that's Kentucky and Louisville. Let's focus on Louisville for a second because we did a lot of Kentucky talk yesterday. And I kind of felt like the majority of the fan base, and we'll have that discussion here, was very anti even being even accepting 5-5, and then we need to have that discussion of 6-4, because if Kentucky goes 7-3, I think there's going to be a lot of praise, and rightfully so, and Kentucky fans are going to be able to pump their chest out,
sure.
puff their chest out as much as they ever have,
yeah,
ever, outside
I agree
of maybe
with that.
The 10-win season, whatever. And here is what I mean. What if these teams this year shoot par? And I ask that because we are very all or nothing with these teams right now.
Yes.
Like, in other words, 5-5 is a disappointment. 7-3 would be fine. So I guess that means for Kentucky, shooting par would be 6-4, I guess.
I think that's fair.
Okay. Well,
I'm with you on that.
And I'm willing to accept that. But again, with Kentucky, it's more difficult because we don't have the schedule.
I know, SEC. Come on.
Well, if we had the schedule, then it would be easier to dive into this discussion with Kentucky.
Yes.
Now that we have the Louisville schedule and dates, and we know that the bye weeks line up, we know that the beginning of the schedule, you get the warm-up game, then you get Miami, who's nothing special, at home. The home slate is what you want it to be. Mm-hmm. I look at it and I say, what would be shooting par for U of L? I feel like it would be 7-3. For me, that would be probably, now that's not me using Maben and Rummage. That's not me using the fan that's talking about 9-1, that's talking about going to the ACC championship game. That's me saying, when I look at this team and I see how eventually the good feeling wore off and they got bullied in a lot of instances, when I see that, then these are all, again, things that we've talked about here on The Take and other places. When I see that, when I see that Mikael Cunningham is an often injured quarterback.
Yes.
Okay? When I see the fact that you do have a couple games that are games that if you lost would not obviously not be shocking if they lost to Virginia Tech or Notre Dame. This Virginia Tech love enough. I mean, just their best players out playing, just enough. I still feel like that defense is a problem to where it can lose you games. Satterfield talked about not only the defense earlier this week, but being able to not have negative yards on the offense. Louisville was bad at that last week.
Yes.
It's something they got to get better at. And so when I just add all those things together, I don't have them in the ACC championship game. I have it that maybe in the middle of the season, we're talking about that. That's a discussion that gets into October. Would not be shocking for me at all.
Right.
And then you throw in the COVID concerns. You throw in the virus, and you throw in U of L already has had to deal with a lot of that. You just kind of throw it all together, right? And I'm like, okay, it's 7-3. You lose to Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, and I don't know if I give you, I don't know who the third one would be.
Maybe a blip on the radar somewhere against Virginia or Florida State.
But that brings up another thing. If they lose three games, or losing the three games are going to be games of consequence.
Their toughest games.
Yeah, which is what we're talking about with Kentucky.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. But if these two teams shoot par this year, we have been talking about them. Kentucky, the Louisville fans have been saying, well, Kentucky's going to fail. Let's see how good you are now. And Louisville and Kentucky fans have been making fun of the schedule that Louisville has.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what the probability is of these teams shooting par. That at the end of the year, there's some good, you have some good feelings and you have some bad feelings. And I just don't know what's going to happen, but that's the one thing that we haven't talked about.
I think 8-3 is par for Louisville. I mean, you obviously,
I forget they had an 11th game.
I know,
yeah,
and that whole 11th game is a whole other thing I can talk about later. But
yeah, but the Western Kentucky game is,
it's better than some of the other ACC scheduled games. I mean,
yeah,
see, like,
it's better than
Chattanooga.
It's better than Liberty.
Wofford.
Right.
Notre Dame's playing Wofford,
absolutely.
I believe. I mean, that's a better game than those.
Liberty's
absolutely
got three ACC games on their schedule.
Do they really?
Yeah. Hugh Free, shout out.
Raking that money in. But I think 8-3 for Louisville is par, 6-4 for Kentucky. And you're right. We had this discussion about Kentucky yesterday. If you go 5-5 and you had Justin Rowland saying, well, actually, that'd be pretty good. No, that means you lose to all the good
everybody
teams. You lose to all the teams that matter.
You beat Vanderbilt in Missouri. That's
If you go 6-4,
Arkansas.
You go 6-4, then at least you have something to feel good. You upset Florida. Or you upset Georgia. Or you upset Tennessee, or you upset Alabama or LSU or somebody like that. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think 6-4 at least gives you one game that you can feel good about. If Louisville goes 8-3 and they lose three games, let's say they lose to Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, and Florida State, what's the feel-good game there? What's the feel-good? For Kentucky,
I don't know.
If you win six games for Kentucky, you have at least one game you're like, man, that was a good win. If you lose all three of those games, if you're U of L at the end of the season, what's your feel good? What can you brag about? We beat Syracuse. Nobody cares. Dino Babers was top 25 last year, fell off the map. Well, we beat Wake Forest. They lost their quarterback. Well, we beat Virginia, lost their quarterback as well. I mean, there's not a lot of wiggle room here for Louisville. There's more wiggle room for Kentucky, I think, than Louisville with that schedule and the way it's set up. I think if you go less than 8-3 or even 8-3, it's a little bit of a disappointment.
Texas says they found a body in Bardstown last week.
So that's what's setting all this up again.
That's what I thought. Okay.
I'm just surprised it took this long for the feds to get involved, but, you know.
Well, they have other things to do.
Yeah, they're a little busy right now, I'd say.
No, I say that because, yeah, they probably should have been involved.
They should have been involved a long time ago, yes. Absolutely.
Texas says, Liberty is a for-profit U. I'd like to know how much they're going to make on those ACC games. I would imagine $500,000-$600,000. $400,000-$600,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, right?
Half a million.
Yeah, I mean, at least, right? If not more.
At least, yeah, absolutely. So they're going to be making bank.
Let's see. 437-9680. Every time I hear someone say Mitchell Hannigan, I hear it in Dan Dockage's voice.
That's
me
good.
Too.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. You should hear Dan Dockage's voice when talking to Mitchell.
Texas says, poll question for you guys. Does Strebel secretly long for a cat fight between his wife and caller Emily?
Absolutely not. No. A, I've never met Emily, so I don't know the particulars there. But I don't want my wife cat fighting with anybody. I don't want to.
Cat fight.
I'll just stop there.
She working tonight?
No, she's off.
Oh, she's off tonight, and you're going to have to be at the school? How long is this orientation going to take?
About 45 minutes.
I was about to say, what do you have to do?
Yeah.
Hey, you need to wear a mask.
Just introducing the protocols and the times and everything, the things that are going on, a lot of information.
You think there's going to be a parent or a family that's going to buck the system that's not going to want to wear a mask or something like that?
No, I don't anticipate that at all.
I wouldn't say that.
I think everybody's going to be on the same page.
Texas says, what if UK and U of L played in a bowl game? Oh, that'd be fantastic.
That's what needs to happen. If both these teams can somehow if they can navigate their schedules and do pretty well, if they give us Kentucky and Louisville in a bowl game, there's the real Governor's Cup. That's the real one.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, how many years does Stoops get being mediocre in the SEC before he gets any heat? Time to put up or shut up, big boys.
I've been saying that for how long, Andy?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been saying that for at least a month. It's time to put up. Let's do it.
Like the only reason I bring it up is we haven't even had the conversation of if these teams shoot par, if they just kind of muddle along where there's good moments and bad moments. And for U of L, last year they were willing to accept, you know, 5 wins, 4 wins as a remarkable turnaround.
Be excited about
that's
that.
That's not the case this year.
Right.
That is not the case. Not at all. All right. So you want to play some lock sound here, Mitch? What do you? Boy, I tell you, Lock takes a run at the WNBA. That's a haymaker,
boy,
is it not?
I heard that live. That was tough to listen to. I was like, ooh.
Listen to you laughing. I mean, it was. It was the sound. WNBA. All right, go ahead. Let's go. Let's play it.
The number one selling item in the entire country is the WNBA hoodie released ahead of that league's restart. How amazing is that? I know. I was like, are you kidding me?
What's that look like?
The NBA players wear it. It's like a silhouette of a women's basketball player making a layup because that's all they can do, and they can only do that half the time, but I didn't say that out loud, did I? Anyway, it's a very popular
I can't get past that.
I mean, it's just so – come on. Don't try and sell me. If you only appreciated the athleticism of the I heard that on some NBA game. The NBA players like the WNBA because they're smart and they appreciate basketball.
It's basketball in its purest form,
Locke. Actually not. They're worse at everything than men. I'm sorry. No need to do a chauvinistic take in the last 2 days, but – if you can't dunk and you can't be athletic, at least be better shooters. And they're not even that. At least be better ball handlers. And they're not even that. Just don't try and sell me a fake narrative that it's basketball at its finest, because it's not. But that's fine. I appreciate the opportunities that are been given and subsidized by the NBA.
Gosh.
We need to email that to Spectrum.
You know what? Email that to Spectrum right now. Email it to whoever.
Absolutely.
Whoever's there.
I was driving back from where I was earlier today.
What a mean and ugly thing to say.
It was just mean.
It is mean and ugly.
There was nothing else about it. I'm listening. I'm like, you know what? If you don't like the WNBA Lock, that's fine. You don't have to just trash the entire league and then trash women playing sports. I mean, come on, man. It was just.
He literally said on our air that men are better at women than anything, at everything. What a way to go out. Honestly, what a way to go out to a place that if he said that at Spectrum, he would be fired.
And you know what's funny about it?
He would be fired if he gave that take around the Spectrum office. That's it. They'll find another balding, middle-aged white man to read the teleprompter.
You know what's funny about all that? Not only that he has two daughters, but he's married to a woman
a strong woman
that makes a lot more money than he does and runs the household. So apparently they're better at something, Locke. They're better at something. I want to see you get on that saddlebred horse and trot around.
Mitch, you tell me. I would like to do tomorrow, and I don't know, maybe we text Coop and he can kind of help out. I would like to do the top 10 sounds of Lachlan McClain at ESPN 680.
Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful idea.
I mean, it's I don't know what they would be off the top of my head. I think the betting ditty that we did is one of them. I think the Asians are white is another one. I think...
Calling Scal the P word? I remember that. That's embedded in my brain.
He didn't say the word, though.
I thought
he called him a P, didn't he?
Called him a P.
He didn't say the word. He just said P.
I thought he said it.
We called Dak Prescott the P word. He said
okay.
P.
Yes.
Right.
I
something gas bag gambling would have to be on there.
Is Papadilla in there?
Oh, the Papadilla's got to be
in there. Papadilla's good. I mean, I don't know. We're going to have to come up with something because I think that's what we do tomorrow on this show is we do the top 10 sounds of the Lachlan McClain era.
What about the DILF stuff?
Boy, that's good stuff.
The DILF stuff was pretty funny. Tried to get intern Abby's friends to come in and look at him.
Right. Right.
Two texts. One says the horrible dog take needs to be
the dog,
in there.
The dog take.
And another text just goes, dogs, check mark. Women, check mark. Babies, next.
I'm sure he hates babies, too. That's why he probably doesn't even like babies. Maybe Evan Daniels tell him he doesn't care what Calipari thinks. Or...
Dale.
Which one was that? I don't know.
The sex tape.
Oh,
him admitting there's a sex tape.
Yes,
like,
that's
a
good one.
There's a number of ones here.
Man, we could do like 20 sounds, but I know we got to cut it down to 10 because.
No, top 10. There's got to be a top 10.
Yeah.
And we're going to mess something up.
Sure. Yeah. We're going to miss something.
We're going to miss something that's like, oh, yeah, we probably should have had that. Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt. Locke thinking that what Mark Blankenbaker says about the Louisville season, that Blankenbaker is right. Go ahead, Mitch.
I thought what Blankenbaker said was actually well said.
You know, when you went, and I listened when you broke into him today, right? So I'm driving around, and you break in, and you're like, hey, look, you know, you got to go at these Louisville fans that are trying to have it both ways. And Locke was like, yeah, you're right. Then he immediately started negative Kentucky takes. He didn't even give the Louisville take. He just transitioned right into, you know what? That's right, Andy. And I listened to you and Strebel crush Kentucky fans yesterday, and it was awesome. It was great. I loved every second of it. Completely leapfrogged over the Louisville take and just went right at Kentucky. It was artwork. It was this what he's best at. And then, of course, if a Kentucky fan had that take about playing Western Kentucky with Kentucky's football team right now, he'd crush. He would absolutely smash and crush. He'd Hulk smash on the radio. But when Blake Bear said, well, that's a good point. He's right.
Texas says the Crickets Valvano rant.
That's a good one,
Texas
too.
Texas with a hot tub sound. Yeah, hot tub's got to be one of them. Texas says when Locke said Hagans was flashing illegally obtained money, and it's obvious that Hagans got paid to play basketball at Kentucky. Listen, all these are funny, but we're talking about a top 10.
The top 10, the best of the best. The best Lock sound of all time.
Texas says, Lock's take should be the only good thing about babies is making them. Texas says, at 10:06 today, Lock said L's up, L1C4. Man, I think did you cut that, Mitch? It's on our sheet.
Yeah, I cut it, but yeah, I didn't include it in the sound sheet because I was saving it for mixtape.
I mean, if you want to play it, we can.
Also, we
play
got
it.
A minute.
I want to hear it.
We got what? Oh, we have a minute until the Westwood one. You go, we got a minute. You said that on the air, right?
Yeah, because my mic was already
on. Okay, right, yeah, I'm just making sure. Yes, I would like to feed into this Westwood one PGA update with L's up. That would be something
Please.
That I would like to do. Texas says, I want the shape of you. I don't remember that.
The shape of
you. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not familiar with that one.
We'll have to find that one, too, Mitch. Yeah, that one's pretty good, too. That one's pretty good.
Wow.
When he sang the shape of you.
Oh, he sang that?
You haven't heard this?
No.
Oh, you're going to faint.
I've not heard this.
You're going to faint.
The old marathon.
Oh, the marathon's good, 15. Too.
The marathon's great.
The marathon is fantastic. All right, on the other end, you will hear L's Up. And also on the other end, you will hear Shape of You. And we'll see if Strebel thinks this is a top 10 sound. Let's go out to Westwood One with a PGA update. All right, so that's not an update. That's the stroke by stroke coverage that will be coming up at 6 o'clock. Yeah,
oh, stroke by stroke.
Yeah, that's what's going on there. So I apologize to Mitch as I threw that dead fish right on his lap.
Right in the
so
middle.
How you like that? The Gucci purse is coming down to the text
Gucci
line.
Purse is a really
Listen,
good
I'm
one
not
too.
Worried. I'm just worried about missing something.
Right.
That's all it is.
There's plenty of content. It's just overlooking some of the best gems. Of Lachlan McLean's career here at ESPN 680.
Ex-girlfriend to a wedding.
Oh, Eskimo Brothers.
That's a great one,
Eskimo
too.
Eskimo Brothers is good.
Do you have the L's Up that he said today, Mitch?
L1C4, L's Up.
That's pretty good.
See, he'll be able to
I think Diener said it today.
He said L1C4, L's
I think,
Up?
I think he did, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a
I
little.
Mean, what can
he
you
cheers
do?
For Louisville.
What can you
I
do?
Can't, you know,
yeah,
I can't
can
get
do?
On him for that. I'll get on Locke because he claimed he doesn't cheer for Louisville, but which is a lie.
Mitch, do you have this? What do you call it? The Shape of You, is that the name of it? Carolyn McLean, his wife.
I'm trying to find it.
Oh boy, here we go.
It should be as simple as Locke Shape of You, but of course, it's not that easy.
I don't think I've ever sang to my wife. I don't think I ever have. Which is good for her because I can't sing.
Like in what way? Like in a legit way?
Like, you know, yeah.
Like a romantic way?
Yeah, because this is kind of like, I've not heard this. That's the vibe I'm getting. He's like romantically singing
just,
to
no,
Carolyn.
No, it's not that. It's just he was singing with the kids.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No, he was being a good dad. He was being funny.
Okay, I thought he was like serenading
it's
some, her.
No, it's something that should have absolutely stayed in-house.
But it
and then once it got out of house... We, of course, played it on repeat.
Right.
Oh, yeah, of course we were going to have fun with that.
I think I do vaguely remember this now. Now that you're talking about the kids and singing with the kids, I think I do remember this.
Someone on the text line sent us, I don't know who this is, just a random Kentucky fan that says, Kentucky's about to play Florida, Georgia, Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State.
Be crazy, don't mind me now, boy. Let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. Oh, my heart is falling too. I'm in love with
you.
He
was done wrong!
Oh. And last night you were in my room.
This is horrible.
And my bed sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
That was great.
I didn't mean to play that right there. I'm
I know.
Sorry. I dragged it over and just immediately started playing.
Oh, gotcha. I figured wonderful. It auto-played off Adobe Audition. That's what I thought you did. I understood. Oh, man.
Like, I've done stuff like that before, yes, where I'm singing with my kids and kind of being goofy, and
sure.
I hope it never comes out.
Of course.
Yes. Who released that? Who leaked it?
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Well, who else would do it? Yeah, there's no one else there.
My wife would have done the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. She likes to put me in embarrassing situations.
Yeah, but she hasn't done that yet, and you've been on the radio for a while.
No, she hasn't. Yeah,
I mean, we don't know any. Honestly, we don't know anything about your wife. Nothing.
No,
she's mysterious.
She is very.
If you
mysterious.
Said she didn't exist, I, if it came out that Round Daddy didn't have a family, like, or something, like, didn't have, like, I wouldn't be shocked.
Like, I'd be like the world's I'm hiding something, and I'm doing a very good job of it. If that's the case, but no, I just don't think she knows the avenues. She's got plenty of embarrassing stuff on me.
Texas says, Mitch, what do you think about this? I'm going to ask Mitch. Texas says tomorrow's mixtape needs to be all Locke and nobody else. I've received a lot of that, and I don't know what we do here.
I mean, I
don't know.
I like the idea, but I vote no.
You vote no because it's going to be you doing a lot of the work.
It'd probably be easier to do all Locke mixtape, but there's just so many good.
Because it's all edited,
yeah,
right?
There's so many good ones this week already that I don't know.
Well, I'm struggling with this decision, and we need to make it by 6 o'clock today.
Yeah, it needs to happen.
I mean, I'm being honest. We need to do something here because I don't know. I am eternally conflicted because obviously the mixtape takes a massive hit when he leaves. There is no doubt about it.
Right.
I don't know if it's going to have to be retooled. I don't know. I'm telling the people that things are changing. There is no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
Creativity, we'll have to be creative, I guess. And, so we'll have to figure out something.
Right.
There is going to be or have to be some changes. There's no doubt about that. So what I'm wondering is, I mean, do we limp the stuff that we have this week, knowing next week we're going to have a lot less? Mitch, I'm off a couple days next week, knowing that it's easier to take some stuff for, 3 days or so next week, mix it with this week, and even if it has a little luck, that's what we do next week.
Right.
And then it's all lock sound this week. I mean, it's not a – I've been back and forth on it. At first I thought it needs to be all him.
Yeah.
It's like he's dying or something.
I know.
At first, it needs to be all him.
Right.
And then I was thinking, nah, we'll just do the normal mixtape and we'll figure out another way on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I'm pivoting back to where I think it would be funnier
if you look
to do
your,
all lock.
If you look at your list, I mean, we're just doing top 10 sounds, and you have more than 10 already, and I'm sure there's
more. Oh, yeah, I got 20, and
yeah,
it's
and there's
nothing.
More coming in, and there are more suggestions coming in.
Texas says two mixtapes.
I say we do lock mixtape this week. And then hold over a lot of stuff for next week when you're not here. That way it makes it easier on Mitch. And if content's a little less, that he can pull whatever he has from this week and transition to next week. That's my suggestion.
Texas says, lock sound sprinkled in throughout the show, but then devote the last 10 minutes of the mixtape to a fireworks finale. All of these are good ideas. I got to be honest. I don't know what to do here.
Yeah. I kind of like that idea.
The last 10 minutes,
the best of lock sound. Because I don't want to do both the top 10 sounds and then an all lock mixtape.
Well, no, we wouldn't. We wouldn't. If we did an all lock mixtape, that's all that it would be, right? Boy, now I'm starting to
the final
send off. Tester says, is he going to make the mixtape when he's gone? I mean, if we have an intern. I think an intern dubbing over Spectrum enlisting is something that potentially could be on an intern's list.
I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
It is.
To keep the spirit of Lachlan McLean alive at the station. Look, I'm kind of with you. For me, 35 minutes of nonstop lock is heaven on earth to me. I think that would be phenomenal.
Boy, I tell you, I'm being sold that that's what we need to do.
I just think it would be hilarious.
I'm being sold that's what we need to do.
Have a great
that
time.
Way, Mitch, you have 2 weeks of mixtape essentially done.
Yeah.
You can collect some stuff next week. You'll be good to go. A few things next week. It's easy. Texas says, so with Locke leaving, do we get 5 hours of Bob talking about COVID?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
It's what everybody wants.
Texas says, I just started listening for today. Or today is Locke leaving. I mean, brother, I don't know where you've been. You just moved to the area.
Under a rock? What's going on?
Texas says, do a podcast. It's all him. That's too much work. Texas says, the time he had the Virginia is a better program than Louisville. Well, it is.
Yeah, well,
I mean, right now it is.
It is. Not a lot. He does have Louisville fans on that one, absolutely.
Yeah.
No arguing there.
Yeah. better basketball.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know what to say.
End of the sentence.
That's not a hot take.
Period.
There's not a hot take at all on that.
Nope.
Mitch, let's go ahead and play some sound here. What else was good? You want to play some of this, more of this Blankenbaker sound? Mark Blankenbaker, WKU is winnable, but it's going to be close.
You know, I like it as an opener. It's a winnable game that you should win. But it's also not going to prepare you. I think Louisville will be in that game in the fourth quarter. Sorry.
I mean, are Louisville fans mad at Mark for this?
That's a great question.
If I was a Louisville
fan,
and I was listening to that, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, what are you trying to do here? What's the ulterior motive that you're trying to push? What's the agenda? What's going on? I'd be mad. Like, man, you're talking about playing Western Kentucky into the fourth quarter. When at the same side of your mouth, you're telling me that Mikael Cunningham's the greatest quarterback in the history of the program. And that Louisville's going to take this massive jump. And that Scott Satterfield's so good that we should be talking ACC championship or bust. But you're saying we could lose to Western at the same time? I'd be mad. If I'm a Louisville fan, I would question Mark Blankenbaker's motives here. What the hell is he trying to do? Is he just trying to make it look like things are tough for Louisville because you just have to perpetually feel like everyone's against Louisville for some reason? I wish he could explain himself.
Well, I will say this. We're just having fun with Blankenbaker.
We are,
absolutely. He's been consistent that they're a year away.
He's been more.
He has been more he doesn't feel about this year's team the way that Maben and Rummage do.
He doesn't. And he was one of the few last year that picked him to win, what, like four games in the
everyone
office?
Everyone did.
But
yeah, Maben
and Rummage were like putting like seven, eight games or whatever. They were They ended up being right. But I will give that to Blankenbaker. He does downplay things a little more than your average diehard Louisville fan.
Texas says, Bashir just announced a Kentucky State Fair is happening, but with no guests. I mean, that's not true. I think that's the same guy that
no, it's true.
10 p.m. curfew last
Wait, what do you
yesterday?
Mean it's true?
So the participants will be allowed at the fair, but no guests. And they're canceling all the concerts and stuff like that.
I mean, really?
Why even have it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so the theory, and Mitch, you can help me here, and I'm not saying that. Well, you know what? I am saying it because you grew up in the country. I am saying it. I tried to sugarcoat it. I'm lying.
Also extended the Kentucky mask mandate another 30 days.
Is it, I can't breathe in my mask. I can't do it. Let me ask you this about the state fair then. The competitions is what they're going to still allow, right? Like the competition, like the cattle and all
the
this stuff.
Show
right?
I think I'm trying to read into it.
Is there, politically, is there something there that Bashir needs to do politically so that happens? Like, in other words, there's no reason that there needs to be a hot rod show in Louisville.
No,
there's no reason that we need to go and put 3,000 people in a stadium that's empty for minor league soccer.
Right.
There's no reason that we fundamentally need to do that.
And it's happening right now.
Right. And I got no problem with it. Yeah. I'm just saying there's no real backbone reason except for money, of course.
Money,
I guess there is a reason. But you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
So what's the reason that you do that? If you're not going to have guests, what's the reason?
I mean, it's like a self-insulated state fair where only the people presenting or bringing cows or whatever it is to the fair get to, I'm with you. What's the point of this?
Okay, so I don't know if it's participant only event. He said
it's
that
general public
concerts, entertainment, and food vendors will not be at the fair. Participant-only event, fair officials are more effectively enforcing social distancing and facial covering requirements.
So you can't do anything but go and look at cows?
I guess.
That's what I'm reading into it. Like, you can go look at, like, the farm stuff and, like, maybe the art or whatever, but they won't have anything. They won't have, like, the tents with the bands and the food and inside. You don't have, like, the big area where you're
going to be. It wasn't going to be inside anyways. It was going to all be outside.
Right, all be outside. But all that, everything's gone. So what the hell is it? What are we doing here?
It's the fair, bro.
Why would anybody go? This is stupid.
Yeah, but this is what I'm asking. When you get out in the sticks, if you will, I heard Diener talk about and make this point that this is a big deal, some of this.
Oh, some of it is.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, if you're saying, hey, we might not have a football season, why am I going to go see a cow be milked? Like, I'm asking that, and I don't know because that's not my – I don't milk cows, I don't know.
I think it's big for people that have animals to present or an exhibit to present or whatever to come in and showcase their stuff. I think that's a big deal. I think people do look forward to that every year and get excited about that.
Of course they do.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, so you're going to let them come in and just show the stuff to nobody? To just judges, and then that's it, and then everybody goes home? I'm very confused by this. I would like to know the particulars more about what's going on, because none of it makes any sense.
I mean, I have no idea what to read more. What to read more into
boy.
That? Let's do that. Let's take a break. 437-9680. Let's take a break. On the other end, hang on a second. My wife's texting me. There's an auction. Yeah, well, I mean, that's great. Go sell cows somewhere else. I don't know. I mean, we can't. Oh, that's what I'm asking. We can't enjoy anything during COVID.
Right.
What makes, like, politically, what makes us different?
There has to be something.
Is what I'm asking.
Right.
There has to be a motive politically that makes this different. Because Bashir has not had any issue.
Canceling anything else.
And again, I'm not taking a side here.
No, we're just
talking. I don't mind taking a side. Sometimes I feel like he's been right, and other times I think he's been flat out wrong.
Right.
I think what they've done with the pools is ridiculous. I don't care. I'm not like Diener, but it is ridiculous. It's very selective in the enforcement. So I don't understand politically what's behind having to have a bunch of people from Madisonville come milk a cow in Louisville. I don't know, and I'm asking. I'm just asking because I know I sound ignorant here, maybe, but I don't know. 437-9680 on the other end. I got to say by this bell story for you. How about that?
Oh, good. All right.
Patty Ice missed the boat again. We'll get into that. And Doug Gottlieb, douche of the day yesterday. We can get into all of that. 437-9680. It's The Take, hanging out on a Thursday here on ESPN 680. All righty, the PGA's going. It is the first major of the year to get in on all of the action. Some live betting going on right now. Let's celebrate together with DraftKings Sportsbook. And they continue to offer special odds and promotions all weekend long. And all new users can get that sign-up bonus we've been telling you about, up to $1,000. You got that? $1,000. Every day of the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook is boosting your profits by 30%. All you have to do is go opt-in, place a bet. You can head right now to the app, check out all they have to offer, player props, day-by-day action, even hole-by-hole live betting. Football's getting closer and closer. DraftKings Sportsbook has rolled out a season-long football pick'em pool, $2 million in prizes up for grabs. That's a great deal. It's all safe. It's all secure. It's very reliable, and it's right here in the U.S. You can deposit and withdraw those funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use our promo code WHBE when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter that code WHBE, our call letters, when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times the playthrough. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mitch got stood up. Who did you get stood up by today specifically? Was it Dennis Dodd? Dennis Dodd gave you the FU button in iPhone terms. Go ahead, Mitch, and explain what happened to you today.
And James Strebel.
Oh, just what? Sorry, you're cutting it. You're cutting it out a little bit.
There we are.
What just happened to me today?
There's the well-oiled machine.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
On this Thursday, it's ESPN 680 105.7. Like Mitch said in his Sports Center, and also there on the promo, Reds and Indians tonight, directly following the show here at 6 o'clock on ESPN 680 105.7. Then 6 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville. A little, PGA. Yeah,
PGA, a little PGA
yeah. Is coming your way. And again, the PGA is all presented by Wooded View Golf Course and Driving Range, Caesars, Southern Indiana Class Act, Credit Union, and Kroger, fresh for everyone. So a big thank you there. Things that you don't care about, but I'm going to tell you about. And Mitch, I'm wondering if you find this to be funny at all. Blankenbaker is first in our fantasy baseball league. I am now a close second.
Oh, wow. You really made up ground.
And the AG is third.
Wow.
Diener's last.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Diener. That's
that's not good, right?
I had a scare last night, too. Max, Scherzer left the game.
Yeah, is he okay?
Yeah, he's day-to-day. But if I lost Soroka and Scherzer, my top two pitchers, I wasn't paying the $50. I was saying this league's fraud. It's a fraud league.
Wow.
Well, it is a fraudulent league, but now that I'm in contention, it's a lot less fraudulent than it was.
You like it a lot better.
Yeah.
You have more fun all of a sudden.
We may need to reach out to Drew. This morning, he was wavering on going to the lake with Stillman.
Okay, I want to get more into this.
Well, I mean, he's nervous about it.
He should be.
He's starting to sit there and think, hey, at 1 o'clock, right when I'm hitting my stride with Coors Lights, right, everything's great. I'm glistening.
Sun's
the AG's
out.
Glistening. The sun's out. It's in the 90s. The bro dudes are chugging.
Yeah.
Stillman's got his nipples popping and his man boobs. Like, everything's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to load up somewhere and go to, like, someone's, you know, apartment pool or something like that.
Exactly, yeah.
You don't drive 3 hours. To go to someone's pool.
No, you don't.
Hell no.
He has a pool to go to.
He has two pools to go to.
Okay, he's got two pools to go to. I'm with you, Drew. I thought it sounded bad from the start. And the fact that Stillman misleaded you a little bit with this boat thing and then popped the week of, oh, by the way, only have it 8-1, which is like the worst time period to have that boat, I'd be shaking in my boots. I would be going.
Texter said Mitch had just had a Don Vito moment. Texter says Mitch is SportsCenter, WDRB's Rick Rosich at 5. Texter says, what did Mitch just say?
Oh.
Texter, are WDRB and Rick Bozich all one word now?
More of the take with Andy Sweeney and James Shiro's next. WDRB's Rick Rosich at 5. I ran out of steam. I'll admit it.
Yeah. You just sprinted right past.
I heard it, and it was, and I knew it wasn't good.
Yeah.
But play it again. Play it again.
More of the take with Andy Sweeney and James Shiro's next. WDRB's Rick Rosich at 5.
I will say Rick Bozich. Mm-hmm. It is I can understand
especially
having issues.
When you're trying to get out of that sports center and get back on the air and get things going, and yeah, it's all, it happens, Mitch. This is coming from someone that stammers and stutters all the time.
Right.
So I have nothing to say.
Texas says Ryan Quarles, the AG commissioner, is gonna run against him in a few years for governor. The fair is the AG commission's baby. So now the fair is going to be a disaster and it falls on Quarles. This is 100% political. Yeah, but here's what I would say. I think it's understandable not having the fair this year. I don't think that is a hot take. And the reason I say that is, let's be honest. The last couple years, I mean, last year you had, who was it? Is it Joe Arnold who went back to TV? I'm tired of this bleep.
Oh, no, it was Scott Reynolds.
Scott Reynolds.
I don't know.
Who the hell's Dave Arnold?
I was confused. I thought it was a news person I didn't know.
I was going to say Joe Arnold. Who are these people? Is that like a comic book character?
Joe Arnold?
I just know
Joe
Tom Arnold.
I don't know. I know who Hey Arnold is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Scott Reynolds. It's right when he started WDRB, and he had been not even been on the air, really. But
yeah.
He was out there. I'm tired of this bleep.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so sick of this bleep.
Yelling at all the teenagers in front of Kentucky Kingdom.
Who were like, they're surrounding a police officer or something. Yeah, that's what they were doing.
Yeah, they were. I think there was a fight being broken up.
Of course there was.
And then they all started sounding. Surround the police, and Scott Reynolds was there to pick up his twins.
Listen, I am. I don't care. I'll go to the fair. We usually broadcast in some way. Last year, Big Easy was there,
chugging beers.
There were young kids who were open, open carrying next to me in Big Easy, and I was like, "This is how it's going to end with the third cousin of Derek Willis." I was like,
popping off,
yeah, pop, like it's. Here's the thing. You can't socially distance, and it is, at times, the fair. The people are insane.
Oh, 100%.
The people are from all over the place.
And sometimes, I mean, this isn't taking a shot at anyone specific, but sometimes you look at the people at the fair, and hygiene's not the top of their list.
No, there's a bunch of disgusting people there.
Exactly, and I don't trust any of them.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to
go. No, it's disgusting.
It is.
No, and that's part of the charm, by the way. Don't get me wrong. Part of the charm is it being disgusting, but that has to be. It just has to be one of the reasons.
I understand it.
Like, kids are there at night,
yes.
And you can't stop any of that social distancing.
Absolutely.
And then
not.
You have a lot of people probably out in the state that don't believe in any of this.
Are going to come in and say, make me wear it.
I am not. Boy, that is a police and security bleeping nightmare. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
It absolutely is.
I'm with you. It is anyway. Imagine putting all the COVID restrictions on top of it.
Yeah.
And it's a recipe for disaster.
Mitch, I don't know if we're going to be able to take the PGA update. I think
it's still going the stroke by stroke.
It's going stroke by stroke. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Tell Patty Ice the same thing.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Run back
about
there.
It. Yes.
All right.
You go ahead and run back there.
Tell Pat what's up.
I'm about to take our computers and light them on fire.
Okay.
I'm about to fight IT people. Like, I am near the end of pile driving everybody. That's where I am.
You're that close.
But, like, I totally get it. I don't like it. Yeah, no, of course we would go out there, do a show. I'd go out there.
Sure.
You know, with the wife. You take the kids out there for a day and everything, and it's over. Probably, like, of course it's all of those things. My wife came downstairs when we were talking. She said it's an agriculture thing. You know, a lot of the 4-H people make a lot of money and scholarships. And I agree with that.
And
listen,
I understand that
aspect. Here is my rebuttal, though, is, well, because of COVID, we've lost everything. I mean, people have lost jobs. People have lost homes. People have lost their health. People have lost businesses. People have lost
retirement.
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
And so I don't know if. Like, I don't know the importance of that. Obviously, it's important, and so are all of these other things. And so I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
We can't play this, Mitch, even though you sent it to me, right? The Scott Reynolds. Cause
yeah.
Do we have it beeped? I wonder if we have it beeped in the system anyway.
Let me check.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, check it and see, because that would be bad.
Where was I coming up with Joe Arnold?
I don't know. I'm still confused.
Who's Joe Arnold?
But I remember the night that happened, because I saw it on Facebook, and I watched it probably 15 times, and it was so funny. It's like, that's Scott Reynolds, man. He's losing his bleep live on Facebook. This is great.
I'm tired of this bleep.
He was so mad.
I'm so sick and tired of this bleep.
And all the kids were looking at him like, whose dad is this? Get your dad and get him out of here.
I am so sick of this
We're playing that for Bozich in 15 minutes.
Yes, we are.
We'll play that for Rick Bozich at the top of the hour. Yeah, Bozich is usually out there. And, I mean, another thing you can't do, like the meet and greets.
No.
Of course, the concerts. Yeah, you know, I mean, come on. Does anyone want to go stand in 95-degree heat to listen to Genuine or whatever the hell it was? Who was there?
P.O.D.
Was it? Yeah, you want to go stand while a bunch of smelly Hot Topic goth kids listen to P.O.D. when it's 95 degrees out and there's some radio jackass from whatever the rock station is around here screaming at you? Is it the Eagle?
You got the Eagle.
I'll
then
do
you
better
got,
with
then
the
you
name.
Got QMF. Those are the
do better the Eagle.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that mean?
That's what Petrino listens to, Regular Laura.
Oh,
in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, I don't listen to sports radio. I listen to Regular Laura.
Yeah. Because she's a female. Yeah. Yeah. Bobby Petrino tried to get into the Kentucky volleyball or the Louisville volleyball player. I'm back.
Hi.
Hi, Vince. Can I give $1 million back if me and my rat son can attend the volleyball game?
Please.
What a rat.
Do we have seats?
I hope Lincoln Riley scores 200 points on them.
Oh, they will. They're going to get absolutely destroyed. It's going to be
beautiful. Speaking of, did you see the Michigan, Jim Harbaugh, and Ryan Day, Ohio State stuff today?
Michigan? No.
No.
No, what happened? I did not see
back
it.
Back and forth?
Yeah.
Back and forth? What happened?
Apparently, during like a Big Ten like Zoom call like with all the coaches and commissioners or something,
uh-huh.
like it's, I don't know how it got brought up, but – it turned out to not be true, but then Ryan Day just went ahead and said it to his team. But he's like, I hope we hang 100 on Michigan or something. I gotta find the exact quote.
They
but
might.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, they're not gonna lose the game.
No,
you don't have to worry about that.
Justin Fields may have 100 points on his own, running, throwing, everything.
Yeah. God.
But I mean, but for Jim Harbaugh, it's hard because you can't say anything back. There's nothing to say back to Ryan Day other than. We'll show you. He hasn't beat him. He hasn't beat Michigan. He hasn't beat Urban Meyer. He's not beating Ryan Day. It's like the Louisville basketball coach. There's nothing to say. If John Calipari walks out and says, we're going to hang 100 on you this year, what's Chris Mack going to come back with? I'll show you. That's it.
Yeah, he apparently told his players that he said, the Wolverines better hope for a mercy rule this season because we're going to hang 100 on him.
Oh,
wait,
like
so
it.
He actually said it or he didn't say it? So what's the back and forth here? What's the what's the schism? I'm sure he's saying those kinds of things in the locker room all the time.
Yeah, Rick Bozich knows more. That's how I saw it. Rick Bozich tweeted it out. I read it during the break.
Rick Rozich.
Yeah, Rick Rozich. But
so
apparently, apparently during a conference call among Big Ten coaches on Monday, Michigan's Jim Harbaugh reportedly interrupted Ohio State's Ryan Day and accused the Buckeyes of breaking rules regarding on-field instructions. And Day told him, how about I worry about my team and you worry about yours? And then reporters said after the Zoom conference, I guess he held like a player meeting, and that's when he said, the Wolverines better hope for a mercy rule this season because we're going to hang 100 on them.
Jim Harbaugh, man.
You damn right they are.
I hope they beat him by 1,000.
I do, too.
I do, too. Trying to snitch on people at the Zoom meeting.
Oh, he's a snitch,
he is
isn't
a
he?
Snitch. Ooh, I don't like him and his milk and his khakis. And ugh.
You're wearing the exact same khakis right now.
Well, I have a reason,
well,
to.
Yeah. Texas says LMPD ain't trying to deal with the fair. Dude, I can't even imagine the police force and the security force. I mean, no, people are walking through without a mask. You got to go harass them. It's going to be a scene.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. There's a large part of me that says because it's tough to get people to comply with anything, it's the reason you can't do things like this.
Right.
The reason you can't do things is because everyone knows what the fallout's going to be. Everyone knows what the fallout's going to be.
Everyone's going to be huddled around.
Oh, you walk through the
Midway?
No, the Midway, but you go in, the Expo Center, and you're walking around some of the exhibits. I mean, you're running into people. There's no way not to.
Everyone's crowded around
people coughing on you.
Yeah, and everyone's crowded around the Coors Light beer tubs, give me one of them beers. No, it'd be a nightmare. Yeah. No, it's not. It shouldn't happen, but if there's a way to have something positive come out of it for kids and whomever, fine.
Uh-oh. What do we have?
All right, so this coming from, I guess you might want to check your email. U of L sent out a release, but
okay.
Three members of the University of Louisville men's soccer program have been dismissed from the team, and three other team members have been suspended as a result of the COVID party over the weekend.
They are not.
All right, so I'm reading this right now. The three student athletes being dismissed. Hang on, my dog's trying to eat cat poop again.
Ramon.
No. Thank you. Let's see here. The three student athletes being dismissed have each had prior team violations and were primarily responsible for organizing a party Saturday, which led to the temporary shutdown of voluntary activities and preseason practice sessions for four Cardinals. Let me read this as we go. One thing I was going to ask, and I'm stealing this from Lebatard's show. They talked about this today.
Okay.
Should these be losses for teams that have to forfeit because people are jackasses? Like, in other words, if it came out that the Cardinals went to the casino, and that's not true, so settle down,
Mitch.
Over there, Mitch, okay? Settle down. I'm not saying they did it, okay? You and Mike Matheny, settle down, okay?
Hypothetical.
Everyone settle down, all right? I'm not saying that.
It's Mike Schilt now, but.
Where is Mike Matheny? He got hired somewhere.
He's with the Royals. Jason Anderson loves him.
That bum-ass team. Jason Anderson. Oh, it's going to be different this year. Go get out of here, Anderson. Not everyone's Mahomes. You're not going to have every good team. The rest of your team suck. Anyway.
This is a Chiefs city
now. Anyway. What are we talking about?
Should
they be losses? In other words, if people do jackass things that get them sick, instead of postponing, baseball can do so. But football, it's going to be a lot more difficult to do so. Maybe in the NBA playoffs, once we get there and we're close, it's going to be difficult to do so. Vince Tyre said yesterday there would be punishment especially for repeat offenders.
Yeah.
And that is, I am interested legally, I shouldn't say legally, I'm interested how this plays out. Because, again, I pose the question, are people going to be mad during the season if it's this? Are people going to say, well, I don't care who it is, they should be kicked off the team? Des Fitzpatrick should be suspended. Yeah, fill in the blank should be in trouble. Like, I don't know. People don't care about the soccer team.
No.
People are not worried about this. This will resonate at a very small level.
Locally.
The football and basketball, obviously, we know what could happen there.
Sure,
absolutely. We obviously know what could happen. So that is coming down today. I'm still interested. They're not saying the names.
I
guess we'll figure out at some point.
He's
here.
Just showing that he's serious. I mean, he had a serious tone about it yesterday. He wasn't fooling around, and this is just showing another sign. Like, hey, we are not putting up with this. We have too much invested. There's too much money at stake. There's people's health at stake. We are not going to put up with it. And look,
by the way, everyone's had the same take on that.
Right.
Our take yesterday was the same as Blankenbaker's.
Sure.
It's the same as Locke's. It's the same as everyone's.
Everyone's universal.
Yeah. The
on
only
this.
Thing that Locke said today that I would add to it is he mentioned, last week or the week before, Vince Tyre came out in one of his Zooms and was like, hey, listen, it gives courage to our student athletes that no one their age is dying in Kentucky.
Right. Right.
Well, and so what did they hear that? What do you have a party?
Oh, yeah, we can do it.
Yeah.
We can go out and party.
I would imagine these three guys are jackasses.
Would be
my opinion.
Well,
that they're on the edge.
That there's prior offenses.
Yep.
And then was it like a specific, like, COVID
they set up the party.
Like a COVID party.
No, they didn't set up a COVID party. They set up a party. They directly didn't follow the rules that were put out there in front of them.
On purpose.
All right, we got to take a break. We're late for 1-437-9680. Rick Bozich, or Rick Rozich, joins us next on ESPN 680.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.